Councillor Bob Nilsson raised the topic because he disagreed with the City Electric Utilities plan to recoup the costs of the new Frederick Point line through a flat $2,200 hookup fee for each new customer. Nilsson pointed to the City Manager's report from the Council's February 5, 2007 meeting. Then City Manager Bruce Jones wrote that the second phase of the power line would be funded entirely through electrical reserve funds. Nilsson noted that there were no objections to that plan, according to the minutes.
All of a sudden now they got a $2,200 hookup, and I don't quite understand it when we agreed to something different on how to fund that their line. I think that if other people get their houses hooked up in a reasonable amount of money, like $400 to $500, there's no reason that people in Point Frederick should do any different. And we as a council all agreed, and we didn't vote on, I admit that, but we all agreed on what we would do. And if we're going to take and former councils and say, well, it's not important what they did, I find that wrong. I think we have to honor our commitments.
While the City Manager's report from February 2007 details that the project would be funded by electric reserves, it does not address recouping that money one way or the other. But Electric Superintendent Joe Nilsson recalled the understanding at the time was that the city would recoup the cost through the hookup charge.
And the agreement was and understood at that time, when that money was authorized out of the power reserves, what that we would do exactly that. We would take the cost of the line, divide it by the number of lots, and come up with a standard connect fee for everybody. So whether you're sitting right underneath the power line or whether you're 100 yards up the hill, your connect fee would be the same. And so that was the understanding that we had when we were moving forward. And that's what we've got today.
Normally, the city charges $300 to $400 for service within 100 feet of the power line. However, if a hookup has to extend more than 100 feet, the city charges actual cost of labor and materials, which would be substantially more.
There are lots, you know, quite a ways up the hill where those folks will be glad to pay $2,200 to get connected, because under our existing policy, they would probably have to pay $5,000 or $6,000 to get power.
The confusion or disagreement Tuesday seemed to be mainly over what had been discussed or intended back in 2007 in terms of recovering the $300,000 cost of the electric utility reserves. Councillor Dan Hickman.
Everybody keeps looking at the electric, the enterprise fund reserve as some kind of a private fund, and really, that fund is the property of everyone sitting in this room who is hooked up to electricity. And all of those folks currently are subsidizing the cost of putting that line out to Frederick Point.
Several Frederick Point residents turned out to the council chambers Tuesday night to voice their concerns about the issue. Louise Lindley objected to the suggestion that her power line was being subsidized by others. Lindley pointed out that she and her neighbors are part of the city and contribute to it like everyone else.
I pay property tax, sales tax, bed tax. I pay for the pool that I don't use. I pay for other things in town here. So I really object to the fact that ratepayers here in town, are paying for my power line. I've been paying 10 mils for many, many years on property that I built with my own generator, batteries, inverter, a big investment that the city continues to go out and raise property taxes on. This is a great investment for the city. There will be a lot of development out there. You will realize a profit from this. There's no doubt about it. I want to be a ratepayer, and so that I can contribute even more to the city.
Lindley and other Frederick Point residents who turned out to speak thought the $2,200 fee was unreasonable and inequitable compared to the $300 to $400 fee people in other areas of the city pay to hook up within 100 feet of a power line. A motion from Councillor Nilsson to have Frederick Point residents pay the same hookup rates as residents in other parts of the city failed for a lack of a second. Another motion from Councillor Melinda Hofstad to pay for the project entirely from reserves failed on a 4-2 vote, with Hofstad and Nilsson in favor. It was unclear what the effect of that motion would have been, since the city had already paid for the project entirely from reserves. As it turns out, though, the council did not have to take any action to address the residents' concerns. That's because under existing code procedures, Frederick Point residents would pay the same as in other areas of the city, according to City Manager Richard Underkoffler and Mayor Al Dwyer.
The ordinance says that if you don't want to do anything, the ordinance provides that there will be a connection fee and right. that there will be higher costs for those who are further away from the line than those that are closer to the line, as I understand it.
It's my understanding that it's in the code right now. If you're going to have a 100-amp service, a 150-amp, yes. so on and so forth.
But if
it's beyond a certain distance,
yes.
there'll be a further charge.
Yes. And so if you do nothing, we will use the procedures that are in the code for these connection charges.
Yes.
And according to Underkoffler, the city council would have to change the ordinance in order for the electric utility to charge more at Frederick Point. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.